Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Who would have thought that Ben Higgins, who we all, you know, let's be honest, we said he's a boring dude, which is not a bad thing when you're on The Bachelor.
He's The Bachelor, right?
The Bachelor.
Yeah.
But it happens to be a bad thing if you're on TV. But his season so far has been pretty entertaining.
Thanks to the women.
Thanks to the women. And that's what we've been saying all
along. It's always how it is, yeah.
Yeah. The true colors are starting to come out. Olivia was the girl that's the news reporter that said she quit her job to go find love with Ben. And she was the one that got the first impression rose. She got the rose on the date last week, okay, on the group date. So she was at least a favorite in Ben's eyes.
Yeah.
And she's starting to unravel a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, I think the girls are getting to her.
You need a little time, you know, fellas, when you're dating a girl, anybody.
Yeah.
The good is, all, you know, up front, everything is great. But then you give them like 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, the crazy does start coming out.
With
whatever the person is,
yeah, but
it
on
does
a
start to come
show
out.
Like this, it's concentrated, so it comes out quicker.
Yeah, true that.
And Olivia has been dubbed to have the largest mouth ever on the Bachelor.
I like her mouth. She's a pretty girl.
She opens it up. I mean, not like talking wise, but like her go-to when she gets surprised is she just opens it wide.
Well, Jenna, she's a pretty girl, but she has her cross to bear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Her big mouth.
She tries to be strong.
She does.
She tries to be strong, but she's got big fat toes and cankles.
The girls weren't being very nice.
Really, we got to go through this.
Okay, so they...
It's so good.
So they go, break it down, because I did not see it. Break it down.
So last night they go on this group date, and they go play soccer.
Okay.
Ben should have just ended it right there and given the roast to Alex Morgan. That's what I would have done, but whatever. So they go on this group date. She was one of the soccer players from the...
She's actually a soccer player. U.S. women's national team.
Super
I think she's
beautiful.
Engaged, though.
Now, this is still in L.A., I'm assuming, not...
Yeah, they're still
exotic.
In L.A. They go to the Coliseum. It's a big deal. And so... And afterwards, you know how they go have dinner and stuff, and they're sitting around the fire, and everybody steals Ben and all this. Yeah. So, these are the girls talking about Olivia after Olivia steals Ben.
Immediately steals them.
Like she always does.
Olivia is just, like, a little more aggressive than the rest of us. Just because they have...
But she does have fat toes.
I noticed.
What'd you just say?
From a distance.
What'd you just say?
I can't even say
No, I heard you. No, I think I agree with you. I want to know what you just said. No, I want to know what you just said.
No.
FT?
Did I
hear FT?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I noticed that earlier.
People were making fun of her toes. Toes shouldn't be a big deal. But I think her boobs are fake, but it's okay. Like, you can tell that they're fake. And her breath is horrible.
I wonder if they've kissed, because I'm sure he smells what I smell.
Dang.
Ruthless.
So catty.
Dang.
And awful.
I know. I watched it.
And then one of the girls decides to be a tattletale.
And tells Olivia.
And tells Olivia.
I know. Oh, I know. I saw it. I love what Olivia said, though.
Yeah, she goes, the girls were talking bad about you. And Olivia goes, about my legs?
About my cankles?
About my cankles?
You don't have that?
No, it's worse. It's your toes. And your breath.
Yeah. She didn't tell her about the breath, though.
But when you're dieting, your breath stinks.
Man, they went
really?
Off on Olivia.
That's gross. That's the one thing I would not want people to say about me.
Oh, my God.
The breath?
Out of everything. I don't care if my toes are wonky. I don't care. I mean, I do have a wonky toe. I don't care about little superficial things like that. But if the rumor going around about you is that you have bad breath.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just one day that she got close to that particular girl and she had bad breath.
I'd rather have BO than bad breath.
Maybe she had some garlic or
something. I'd rather have almost any flaw you could think of than everyone says I have bad breath.
Now, Olivia's not an angel because at this point she's already starting to not be very likable even to the viewers.
Okay.
And so we're going to fast forward a little bit. We'll go back. But we fast forward to the rose ceremony, and Ben comes in, and he's obviously distraught. Something happened, and he starts giving the speech on how two people he's really close to from his hometown were in a plane accident, and they died.
Oh, no.
And so he's not feeling – it's not the same. He's feeling really down.
Low.
And he goes, I just want to be comforted tonight. Basically telling the girls what he needs.
I am telling you to comfort me with your tongue. I don't care. Just comfort me.
Say
is
that.
What he is saying.
I am feeling down. I need you right now is what he's saying to the girls.
Yeah. Pat my head.
So Olivia steals him again.
Oh, boy.
Like she always does first.
Yeah.
And you're thinking she's going to comfort him.
I would think so.
Because literally 5 seconds ago, he said he needed that. This is what Olivia wanted to talk about instead.
Two people who are close to my family passed away in a plane crash last night.
Oh, my God.
These two people have been pillars of my community back home since I was little. Obviously, that adds an element to the day for me. just a little down. I'm here to find somebody, and I'm here to find somebody when stuff like this happens to just, like, sit with, talk to.
Can I grab you and talk to you? So, you know, everyone has things on their body that they just, like, wish they could change or things. And, like, mine, like, waist down, I hate my legs. I hate them. Like, people have written blogs that I have cankles. And, sorry.
It's very comforting.
Try to be strong all the time, but that's the scariest thing ever.
I came in here a little down, and this is not exactly what I want to talk about.
That was the best part of last night's show.
It was. To quote Kanye West, I don't understand it, bro.
Dude.
The scariest thing ever?
Dude.
Normally, girls, I mean, that's the quote y'all want to do is talk about feelings or comfort. And
now you were set up.
It's only at times like this that I'm like, I bet Olivia's going to find a man before I do.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
I don't talk about my body insecurities like that.
He gave her the alley-oop. All she had to do was just like, slam dunk. Boom.
It was there.
He threw it like right over the basket. Wasn't even a bad alley-oop.
Man, it just blew my mind that she completely just shanked that shot at an opportunity with Ben.
That's something a dude would do.
Yeah.
I'm
crazy.
We're stupid.
But I'm not this crazy.
Yeah. Let's be honest. Does anybody have nice toes? Like, is there such thing?
Some people
have
pretty feet. Some people have pretty feet. My fourth toes are not attractive.
My fourth toes curve around totally.
Mine look like
but I get pedicures all the time, so my toenails and feet look nice, but my toes are kind of
ugly. You do what you can with what you're given, Jason.
Toes are pretty ugly.
Mine are ugly as well. You have cashews too, Kelly?
I have cashew toes. My fourth toes are cashews.
Yeah. Mine too. Al, do you have cashews?
I wouldn't call them cashews. I just call them jacked
Talons.
Up. Not my best feature.
And Jenna, you got cashews?
I have cashews, and I feel like my second toe is like the touchdown saver. Like it's in, it's always gonna be like in, it's the last one in bounds.
Yeah, yeah. That one's gonna make it in. Thank God it curves so much. She's in bounds.
My second one's longer than my big one.
My second one just completely curves over the remaining toes on my foot.
My pinky's like a half a toe.
And my girlfriend, she's got eight beautiful toes.
What's up with that one?
She's got eight beautiful toes.
But we have 10.
One of them, Monique, but one of them, she's got like two little toes. She used to be kind of, you know, had a thing about it. She doesn't mind anymore. I wouldn't talk about it.
She's probably cool about it in private.
She's fine.
She has like two pinky toes, but one of them's next to the big toe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey.
They're hot.
Oh, yeah. I don't make fun of my girl toe.
Wait, it's the second one toe?
It's the next to the pinky toe.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, not the, okay.
Not the pinky. Well, she's got like two pinky toes.
Yeah.
Kind of. You know, like.
Yeah.
Double pinky.
That's her thing, you know. It's cute. I kiss on them all just the same equally.
I would be mad if my boyfriend was on the radio talking about my wonky toes.
I didn't say they were wonky toes. I just said, I'm just chiming in with toe talk.
Talk about how much you love her little toes.
I love her very much, and I love her toes, all 10 of them. Even the two that, you know, I love them all equally as well.
I think I wore socks in front of my wife when we were dating probably for the first 8 months. And even, like, when we'd go to the beach, I'd make sure I dug them into the sand because my toes are
so
ugly.
I thought you were going to say you wore socks on the beach. I'm like,
No.
That's just weird. That's weirder than weird toes.
And then, Kelly thinks The Bachelor did this on purpose. I don't know. But Jubilee.
Shout out. That's the black. There's one of the black girls. Because there's two, right?
She is gorgeous.
What I think they did on purpose?
They aired this last.
I'm saying timing is everything.
Yeah.
Don't put anything past them. I don't think Ben was set up for it.
Well, what do y'all think?
Jubilee got
to
go.
They gave her the solo date. You know, the producers do help
one-on-one
guide what happens on, you know, who should you pick. Well, Ben, what are you thinking? Who are you on the fence about? Because the solo dates is when he has a chance to send someone home.
Right.
And that's why the girls are always packed. So that's why, you know, Jubilee was picked for, and we've had Sean and them tell us this before. If you're on the fence about somebody, you bring him in for the solo date, and that's when you kind of make up your mind if you want to keep him around or send him home.
You can tell if you have chemistry when you're one-on-one.
I don't think I've ever seen a black girl on a solo date before.
In my history, I don't recall it.
I don't recall it either.
I don't think so.
There was a lot of firsts last night. We saw full-on make-out, not just like a patronizing, oh, look, I'm going to kiss her to show that I'm really cool with this. I mean, they were kissing.
Yeah.
And he seems really to dig her.
Okay.
And it's, they look different together, but it's just they're meshing well.
Good.
When they're getting along.
Right. Well, it takes a minute. She's kind of awkward, and it takes a minute for her to warm up. Like my only analogy is like a puppy when you go to pick it up, and the puppy acts like you're going to kick it for no reason at all.
Right.
And then once you start petting the puppy, it's like, oh, okay, I like you. So she always has that like, don't kick me.
Yeah.
And then she's fine. It's weird.
And her defense mechanism, and this is why the girls don't really like her, is she's very sarcastic.
Very.
Okay.
Like she's getting, like for example, she's getting picked up to go on this date, and a helicopter shows up.
MLK Day. We all rode in helicopters yesterday.
She doesn't really like heights. You know, she's afraid of heights, and she just sarcastically yells out as she's walking towards the helicopter, "Does anybody want to go on my date?
Anybody want to trade places with me?" And the girls are
blasphemous.
Livid. They can't believe she would insult Ben
Ridiculous.
In that manner.
Let me tell you, the one person who did not get insulted, Ben.
He's like, whatever.
He saw the sarcasm.
Yeah.
So they go on this date, and then they put her in this situation where she gets to try caviar for the first time.
Okay.
Most girls would swallow it and just whatever.
I'm a good sport.
Most girls would.
Most girls would swallow it and just be good. All right. I try caviar. Be a good sport. Show Ben that I'm cultural and I am diverse and I try everything he wants to try. Not Jubilee. She keeps it real.
Okay.
Oh, that's really good.
I can't. I'm crying. Oh, my God. Oh. I'm so sorry. Oh, God. Oh, my.
I felt like I was kind of out of my element, but I was just so nervous. And I was kind of scared about it because I didn't know, you know, how he was going to react.
So are you usually adventurous with food?
I'm adventurous, but not with food.
So what's your go-to food then?
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs?
Obsessed with hot dogs.
I like hot dogs.
I love how she keeps it so real.
She was saying hot dogs for a reason while she's shoving stuff in her mouth.
No grown woman's obsessed with hot dogs.
Hold on one second, girls.
They're playing with her mouth. Hot dogs.
She was trying to be sexy with it?
Yes. Yeah. Come on.
Bananas.
Nobody. Girls say pizza. You know, they don't say hot dogs.
Maybe she likes hot dogs.
Apparently she does.
Yeah. Oh, please.
She's a girl like hot dogs.
That's not what I picked up.
Is that a turn off to you?
What?
If a girl's obsessed with hot dogs?
No.
That's not a turn off.
Hey.
That means I can take you to the baseball game.
Yeah.
And you go eat one?
In a fair? Yeah.
I could eat a burger at a baseball game.
Well, but the hot dog is the go-to food for baseball. Yeah. Baseball, hot dog.
I'm just saying. It's hot dog, gross food.
It's a pretty gross food.
It's not a gross food.
Anyway.
Yeah.
It's a delicious food.
She's beautiful.
But yeah, like she is beautiful.
I like her.
There's a lot of hot chicks on the show.
Yeah.
That's what I gather.
But Jubilee finally opened up to why she's the way she is.
Yeah, it's a sob story, right?
Yeah. She opened up about her past and not going back to Haiti because she's adopted from there.
The reason I think the main reason I haven't gone back is because I've always known that I needed to go back with someone special. I can't do it by myself. I think like the, you know, like my fear of not being lovable and rejection, all that stuff kind of comes from my past. And it's because my whole family died, except for me. And I deal with like a lot of guilt.
What kind of guilt?
I'm just like, I'm the only surviving person that I know of with my bloodline.
Wow.
That's deep right there.
I was like, did I miss that from last week's pastor? Because I remember her talking about that. So was her parents wiped out in a tornado or something? I don't know what happened.
I don't know what exactly happened. Because she didn't talk about her family.
The hurricane, I mean, or whatever.
Completely being gone. She mentioned being adopted and being from Haiti, but I don't think she mentioned that she was the only surviving member of her family.
Wow.
That'll mess with your head.
Yeah.
The guilt from surviving, she
right,
said.
Yeah,
quite
me. Yeah, yeah. Oh, boy.
And that's tough for somebody to open up about, especially with a dude that you barely know on television. And you can tell she's got issues because of that.
It's not as bad as Big Fat Toe and Cankle Blogs.
I mean, it's no Cankle.
It's no Cankle Blog.
Definitely.
So who, not that we know the names at this point,
but
who got eliminated?
Well, Al.
You're jumping the gun.
Oh, am I jumping the gun? Okay, I'm sorry.
Because now everybody's got a target on Olivia.
Yeah.
And Jubilee's backs.
Yeah.
And these are the most, I mean, maybe they're just showing more this year than they have in the past. These girls are so mean.
Yeah.
And we say this.
Catty.
And we say this every time. Guys do not like confrontation, especially when it comes to ladies. We don't, it's just awkward for us. Yeah. We don't like it. We don't want to be around it.
Yeah.
And yesterday, so Jubilee had the rose, and then Amber, who came back from last season, I believe, she had a rose.
Okay.
From some other thing.
I haven't heard y'all mention Jace, is it?
Lace.
Oh, we'll
Lace.
Talk about Lace in a minute.
Okay.
But so Amber gets this rose, and they're both sisters, but Amber's got this vendetta against Jubilee because she swears that Jubilee's not a good person, and she's not there for the quote-unquote right reasons, like they always say. So she tries to do the whole team up on her with all the girls, and Jubilee...
They're going to confront her. Because Jubilee, to make Ben, she's like, how am I going to make him feel better? She's sitting there trying to think. She's like, I'm going to give him a massage. And it wasn't sexual or anything. He just laid down on a table. He was fully closed. She was fully closed. And she kind of worked the knots out of his back. And he loved it.
Yeah.
And the other girls were like, how dare she? Oh, blah, blah, blah. So they're going to confront her.
For a massage?
They're going to confront her. And so they come to grab her. And she's like, I am not doing this.
Yeah.
I am not going to be put on the spot with all these girls ganging up on me. So she goes and shuts herself in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And, of course, Ben, well, no, what's the girl?
Amber.
Amber is going to, I'm going to go see what's going on. And Ben goes up to see what's going on. Amber confronts Jubilee in front of Ben.
And is there anything?
It was awful.
Is there anything more intimidating, A, than a bunch of girls coming at you? No. I've never had that happen to me, but I'm sure that if you're a girl and you have a bunch of girls coming at you.
You look like a fool.
Yeah, they're going to, that's their thing. They want to make you look stupid.
It's not going to be for a, hey, we just want to tell you we really like you. It's not going to be that.
So she did the adult thing and she went away from that. She removed herself from the situation, goes upstairs. Ben hears all the commotion, goes up there and goes, what's going on? She starts crying. I don't know why they don't like me. And he starts comforting her. Oh, guess what? It backfired on you ladies because now guess you basically push the guy to her is what you do with drama. And then she comes up, this Amber girl comes up, and goes off on her in front of Ben. Guess what Ben does? He gets closer to Jubilee and hugs her and tells her that he had a great time with her and tells her that she's beautiful. Meanwhile, this Amber girl who thought that that's not how it was going to go is sitting back going like, well.
Giving her the stink eye the whole time Ben's comforting her. She's giving her stink eye. I wanted Ben so badly right then and there to say, give me back the rose. But he didn't do it.
He should have sent her home. Nice. He should have sent her home right
there. He should have said, give me the rose back. This is not going to happen on my watch.
Yeah. No.
Didn't do it.
Nope. She got to stay. So I'm sure she'll go home next week.
Did Kankles stay?
Kankles did stay. She got the last rose.
The very last one. But there's a secret language between her and Ben.
Yeah.
She thinks he's sending her.
I love her crazy talk.
He had
She's
to
going
pick
so
her
crazy.
Last because, you know, he has to share, you know, share attention to other women, but she knows. She knows.
He squeezed my hips.
Yeah, you pushed off my leg.
He pushed off my leg.
And the other girl sitting on the other side. You didn't notice that,
yeah,
did you?
He did it to her, too. I think he was pushing off to get up from the situation. But one of our favorite, not because she was going to win or anything, but because she was just nutty. Lace,
yeah.
And which one's she?
She's the one that kissed Ben when she got out of the limo the first night.
Lace.
She just went up and gave him a
and
kiss.
And got really, really drunk.
And got really drunk. Mm-hmm. And then
and kept
she got
asking him for better kisses.
Got really needy.
She's pretty crazy, right?
Yeah, and said he wasn't paying enough attention to her. Well, she said last night was just enough. And that maybe the bachelor is not for her anymore. So I think she broke up with him?
I had a lot of work to do on myself. And I want to be able to offer you more.
I think.
And like, I just feel like going home might be easier and maybe just continue working on myself and trying to better myself because you, like my tattoo says, you can't love someone else until you truly love yourself.
What my tattoo says.
And I don't know if I truly love myself.
Wait.
Oh
my God. Wait for it.
I have a lot of work to do on myself. And I think this experience just made me realize it. And I tried so hard and the connection just wasn't there. So I think it's better that I go.
No, you didn't play the best part. He's like, okay, bye, Lace. And he left.
Yeah. What? Don't wait, brother.
He said, okay, bye, Lace.
Because you know what she was doing,
he
Kelly.
Left.
She was trying to get him to go like, oh, no, please stay. I need you to try this out.
Like, you're fine how you are.
I need you. You're beautiful. Please don't
all right,
do this.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Oh, bye,
he was literally.
But why would you talk someone into being there? You have so many other girls that want to be there.
Yeah. That was so hilarious.
I was keeping around because the producers told me to because I thought you were right. Bye.
Okay, bye.
All right.
What'd she say on the after show? You watched it, didn't
okay,
you?
Okay, so the after show, they're trying something new
oh
with Chris Harrison.
Oh, my gosh, how many hours?
It makes it three.
I made it an hour and a half of the two, and that was all I could do.
So they had Lace come on to explain herself. And basically, she has a career. Wasn't she like a real estate broker or something back home or something? She has a real legitimate career.
Real estate agent, right?
And she's like, I learned some things on The Bachelor to stop drinking so much that I have a very foul mouth, and then I need to just chill.
Good.
And then Chris Harrison's like, well, Jade, we're going to offer you something pretty special. We are inviting you to be on The Bachelor Pad.
Lace. Oh, okay.
Did I say Jade?
Lace.
We're going to offer you. And she's just like, oh, my gosh. You know, and here it is.
Yeah,
she's like, I'm a train wreck. I'm trying to straighten my life out.
You're going to put me back on another show.
And they
want to
put me back in
more
the situation.
Drinking.
They don't care.
What she
they
said.
They don't care about a human being.
No.
They don't care about their feelings, their personal, spiritual, mental, physical, emotional health. It's all about bringing crazy to the show.
Of course it
they
is.
Heard her and say she feels like she's a train wreck, and they want that.
She said she's going to think about it. But I'm hoping that she realizes her career is more important.
Yeah. Well, at least she realized.
And that is our Bachelor recap.
Wow. Pretty crazy episode last night.
I'm a little upset that they have the two black chicks fighting on MLK.
Well, it's not. It's Amber started it. Jubilee's actually.
I'm upset with them.
Was being smart about
even
it.
Even though I know this was taped earlier.
Yeah. And then one of the other sisters went home. Mm. So two got roses and they were safe, and then one got sent home. But
all
let's
right.
See, let's see what goes on next week and see if that Amber girl finally goes home, because she definitely ruined it for herself.
All right.
But coming up next, we got to talk about this. Jenna Owens has been talking about this boxing class she's been going to.
Yeah.
And we've all been intrigued. Kelly's going to go because she's doing everything Jenna's doing this year.
I got to get started.
February, Kelly.
I did Google the information. I have it.
Yeah. Thanks, Kelly.
She's looking into it. That's her word.
So,
I don't know when I'm going to do it. It's hard.
Yeah, it is.
So last week, Jenna tells me, hey, intern Justin agreed to finally come to one of these classes. And when I heard that, I was like, I can't miss hilarious Justin. Everything he does is gold. So, how did this boxing class that Jenna took us to go with?
Oh, so you went too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man. Casey went too. We went to a Friday afternoon class. Oh.
It was something.
It was something?
We'll tell you how Justin, the intern's experience was coming up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So this is one of the outfits I'll never wear again.
What's wrong with that outfit, Kelly? I like that. It's see-through a little bit.
See, it is see-through a little bit.
We have intern Justin in studio. And how old are you, intern
Justin?
No,
Al. Get it straight.
Part-time Justin.
Part-time, yeah. Did I get demoted?
PTJ.
Part-time
Justin. Part-time.
How old are you part-time, Justin?
I'm old. I'm 21.
21. Okay, he's 21, Kelly.
Yeah.
21.
This is something you don't say to a woman, Justin.
Yeah.
Wow, Kelly, I like that sweater. It looks so comfortable.
It does look
What's wrong
so
with that?
Fuzzy.
You don't tell a woman she looks comfortable.
Yes, I know. I realized that when she went.
I like
that. Oh, that's not an insult.
I like that sack you're wearing today.
Well. Yeah. No.
I did it.
I like that muumuu.
And then I retracted it. I was like, I mean, and it's cute, too. Comfortable and cute.
And sexy. No, those are sexy, comfy sweatpants.
That is a poppy sweater.
It's called Kelly going to the discount bin saying, I need something to put on my body.
That looks good. Baby blue.
It's not the most flattering thing in the world.
It's great on you.
I need to try harder.
Justin was cracking us up during the break because we asked him, we're like, hey, what's your favorite Eagles song?
And he gave JC a blank stare.
And I was like,
and then I said, welcome to the
jungle.
And then we told you, no, we said Hotel California. And you thought Hotel California was written about the school you went to.
Yes, it was about Bruce Hall at UNT. That's what they tell you.
No.
They say, welcome to UNT, home of the Eagles.
Yeah.
But that is also our mascot, so that could be something else, too.
Because there really is a Hotel California.
There is, but you know what? There's actually a couple.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it was after a place I saw in Mexico, but they said Don Henley has said many times, like, it was really just us talking about living the high life in California.
Oh, okay. So you not know, about that hotel
like,
in California
just,
in Mexico?
Like, what it's supposed to be, and it's obviously about death, too. Oh.
And the reason we're talking about the Eagles is because Glenn Frey,
passed away.
Only 67.
So many, it's like so many legends.
Icons
are passing away.
Yeah.
Scary. But yeah, Justin was cracking us up. Welcome to the jungle over there.
Hey.
Justin, who is your favorite boxer?
Oh, Rocky. Rocky Balboa.
Okay, who's your favorite real boxer?
I only know his name because my mom likes him, Mayweather.
Okay.
Floyd Mayweather?
That's good that he knows
that's
his name,
a good one.
Though.
That's all we were looking for.
Yeah, we wanted a boxer.
We were just looking for
Floyd
boxer.
Mayweather. Yeah. He's so good.
He's so
he wear them blue boxing gloves.
All right. I'm gonna go with that.
So Justin, Justin has been bugging me for months to start working out together. And Justin, I mean, you look good. You just wanted work out a little more.
You look comfortable.
Get in a little bit of shape.
Yeah, I want to be. I want pecs and abs and.
Yeah, he
arms.
Wants to spot treat. Like Justin just wants very particular parts of his body improved. So he's talked a lot about arm definition. So I thought. You know, he wants to Zumba, but I thought boxing could be first step.
Yeah, I don't know if Zumba will get you that arm definition you're looking for.
No.
It'll get your legs looking right, though.
Yeah, and they do look right.
Right.
Okay.
But what Justin was able to do was incorporate anything he's learned in a Zumba class into boxing. I've actually never seen it done before. The instructor was very impressed. But, yes, so I got Justin to come to the afternoon boxing class with me on Friday, and JC... Your ears perked up when you heard we were going, and I was surprised that you actually decided to join us. However, 5 minutes before the class, JC texts me and says, I'm on my way, and thinking he's coming from home, I know he lives like 20 minutes away. I'm like, well, you're going to miss half the class.
See, nobody told me. Nobody told me.
What?
When a class starts, Jenna says it starts at noon, right? I get there at noon, right, Al?
Yeah.
I get there to work out.
You gotta do
wraps. You didn't get there at noon. Yeah, you got there at 5 or 10 after, and we started warm-up at noon.
I got there about, like, a minute after noon. I forgot that you had to do the whole wrap thing for your wrist and stuff. I thought, like, noon meant, like, get there and start wrapping.
Oh, no.
And then,
no, you get there 10 minutes before.
I got there, and they're already warming up.
So we're warming up.
I was so excited to see you there, though. I was like, the whole squad's going to be rolling in deep tonight at the boxing club.
So how many people are in this class? Is it just the three of y'all, or is it like a big class?
The Friday afternoon's great. It's pretty light because people are at work, obviously.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
So I would say there was probably, 10, 15 people max?
And you're not
the class would hold 50.
The instructor, you're on the
Everyone
bag.
Everyone gets their own bag, but it's a 15-minute warm-up, 30 minutes of bag work, and 15 minutes of abs and some weights at the end. It's absolutely the hardest workout you can do, for sure, without a doubt.
Right.
Very high heart rate. So the warm-up is brutal, first of all. The warm-up, you're exhausted at the end of 15 minutes if you don't pace. So I tried to get a little bit of Justin's thoughts as we were in the midst of the warm-up.
I feel like I ate cayenne pepper or something.
The warm-up.
It's warm.
How did you feel after the warm-up?
I was dry. My mouth, my throat was on fire. They were like, it's a warm-up. So I was like, got to get my body hot.
It's like a five-minute warm-up, right? Like, we're just
It was like a 15-minute warm-up. And I was burning up. Okay. But I had fun, though, because we were going down these aisles. And I was like, it's like a runway, so I got to twerk it down.
Okay, so the warm-up, you go down the aisles of the bags, you know, and you do skips and you do lunges. And you're trying to get all of your body warm, you know, you legs kicks and swings.
Okay.
And Justin is dancing. The whole time.
And I get to watch, like, as they're doing it, because I'm putting the wraps on because I showed up late. And Justin's doing these things. And behind him is, like, this yoked black dude.
Yeah.
Like this dude, like,
super athlete, very serious.
Like, he looks like he would break the bag with one punch. Right. That kind of dude. And Justin is in front of him, just, like, twerking. And you just see the dude's face, like, what is going on with this guy right now?
Obviously, a lot of this stuff, it's just way better to see it with your own eyes
because we're showing
it's
a
boxing
video
class.
On Kid
so
TV.
We're going to post all these videos at the website.
Yeah, we'll have them up at KidNation.com because Justin's in between punches is twerking. And I think that's a good workout move.
Yeah, it's a great workout move. It's good for technique, too.
Got a little stanky leg
going. And a stanky leg.
Right.
Hey, beady doo.
Were you using your twerking as a resting mechanism?
Yeah, well, because he said you want to move and you want to rock with it. And so I just went back to the club and rocked with it.
How did you feel overall about the class?
I hit them bags.
Because there were a lot of moments that you said it was easy, but I noticed you weren't doing anything.
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly how it was.
I found that workouts are a lot easier.
Jenna, Jenna was so encouraging, too, because like she was boxing it, and I was like, that's my best friend, yeah. She freeing up, beat it up. Come on, Jenna. And then she would see me, and I'm there like trying to hit the beanbag, too.
Hit the beanbag.
and then she goes, you just got to get it. You know, like, go at your own pace. You're like, you got it. Yeah. I was like, I know I am. Like, one hand on the hip and then just, like, hitting it with that inside wrist.
You're slapping
just
the
boom.
You're slapping
so
the bag.
So it's time circuits. You know, you'll do, like, a minute of this, you know, rotation and then a minute of this on the bags.
Right.
You know, left, right, whatever. And then on the rest, it's active rest. So it'll be, like, active, like, jumping power squats or power lunges for 30 seconds.
Second rest.
Also known as hell.
So yeah. Justin is twerking. I mean, I noticed, I'm not sure what everyone else thought about it, because I thought that maybe people might be kind of, you know, you get annoyed, like, this guy's not taking it seriously. Yeah. But every time I saw someone's face, they're cracking up.
Everybody was smiling except and Justin's the guy that always has a smile on his face. Like, you're not a violent person. You're always happy. You dance everywhere.
Yeah,
you're a lover, not a fighter. Yeah.
Yes, I was. And he was like, picture your worst enemy when you hit these beanbags. I was like, I didn't come here to, like, physically fight someone. I came here to be friends. Like, mm-hmm.
But Justin, you had serious face the whole time, and it's like in between like confusion and constipation.
And that last photo, which you posted online.
The last photo. Yeah. That was, it was done because that's after he said, get on your back and give birth 5 times. And that's when he had a medicine ball.
He did not say that.
You said, get on your back and you have this medicine ball and put your legs up in a V formation and then come and touch your... Crunch. Yeah, that's what it was.
A crunch,
I guess so. Or everything was squeezing and tight.
Yeah.
And I feel like I gave birth 5 times. That's, I don't know what it's actually like, but I think it's somewhat close.
Very similar.
And at the end, I was dead.
Yeah.
To the point that the instructor liked Justin so much, he thought they would make a new workout class that incorporated the dancing and the boxing.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Thrusting Justin.
Yeah. But then
Thrusting Justin.
Most of the time, Justin was actually looking at JC when JC started to sweat in his tank top. And Justin, I would just notice Justin staring at JC. And then Justin went over to JC's bag so he could box with JC on the same bag.
It weirded me out.
Yeah, because I thought we were being friends.
I was scared that I would miss it because you're tired. And I was like, what if I miss and hit Justin in the face?
That would have been really funny.
Or if he had missed and hit you in the face, he would have slapped your ear off.
I would. I would have gotten you with an inside wrist.
And that then was Justin so much fun. And I went to brunch after.
And then we did.
Let's do a whole show thing next this Friday.
Oh.
What, Kelly?
We can go to Flirty Girl Fitness.
Kelly's got to check her book.
Kelly, do you want
to
go?
Kelly, you're supposed to do everything Jenna does.
I know, but at my own car.
Let her let her check her daytimer.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's a different class this week. This week, Justin and I are going to Zumba, which I've never done before, but that's his specialty. Mm, right. So we're going to go Zumba together.
I got a little chicken leg from it, so I'll show you.
Well, that sounds
well, I hope
fun.
You had a good time.
Well, yeah, we'll romp that hip.
Was it good?
Yes. Zumba is so tiring for your
ass. No, boxing.
Boxing.
Were you sore the next day?
Oh, I was. My arms. I couldn't move. I couldn't lift a fork.
Okay.
Yeah, you get sore in places you didn't know you would get sore.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Right. Thanks for coming, guys.
When's Zumba?
Friday.
Saturday morning.
Ooh,
what kind of meeting you got Friday, Kel?
An advisory board meeting. Uh-oh. Kids.
See, Kelly's got important stuff.
I'm not making that.
Saturday at 10 a.m.?
Oh, I thought you said Friday.
Yeah, we switched it on you.
Yeah.
Oh, Saturday?
Yeah. What kind of meeting you got on Saturday?
I have a date that night.
But so she can't work out
Saturday morning because she got a date
that night. She don't want to be sore for that.
Yeah.
Kelly has to do date prep.
Be ready for
she's
that.
Got to do date prep.
I thought you were going to do everything Jenna does.
She's thinking she's not
my own yet. In my own time. I'll get around to it.
Come on.
It's just
so
not convenient.
Much fun.
It's just not convenient.
Yeah, doing stuff that Jenna does is not convenient.
Just so
we could roll our hips together, Kelly.
Do what?
Roll our hips together.
Why?
Oh, for Zumba.
Oh, no, I'm not doing Zumba.
No.
Why not?
Dancing in exercise class is stupid.
I agree. I'm just doing it with Justin because he likes it.
I love it. It's a good workout.
Oh, man. I can't wait.
Best workout. Kelly, dancing. Yeah. Dancer-size. Dancer-size.
Come on.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. Nope.
Or Kelly's not going to do it. Kelly ain't doing it. I'm an Adora Day. She's staying. What's coming up, Jay Sizzle?
How would you like to check out Justin Bieber in concert?
Heck yeah.
We got details on how you can win a trip to see him in person. Coming up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
As always, we read your texts, Kid Nation.
Mm-hmm.
You can text the show. Same phone number, right, Al?
800-543-3548. Text anytime.
Yeah, and this goes back to the Bachelor talk, because we were wondering if Jubilee was the first sister to ever go on a one-on-one date.
In our memory, we can't remember.
We couldn't remember, and then we got this message from Kid Nation. Sean Lowe, friend of the show, went on the solo date with a black girl before. She dressed as a princess in a castle. She actually got sent home on that date.
Right. That's right.
Okay. All right.
I remember that now. And we were talking about the toes, because apparently Kelly, Jenna, and I are not the only ones that suffer from bad toes. And we got this little thing right here. You guys need to Google the length of your toes. They say that if one toe is longer than the other, you're Egyptian or you're Roman or you're Greek, depending on the length of the toast.
We already did the spit cup test. Don't we know what we are?
Yeah, we got true. The DNA thing.
Yeah.
I guess we could look at that.
I always heard if for a girl, if your second toe is longer than the first toe, that means you're going to be a hen pecker.
What's that mean?
You're going to hen peck your husband.
Whoop him.
We always heard that. There was something about the length of your... You're going to hen peck your husband. You're going to rule the roost.
Yeah.
Oh, like run the show?
Yeah, you own it.
Yeah.
Oh, got it. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm running that show with my husband.
Yeah.
There's something else about
because of my long toe.
That's the only one I remember, the hen pecking toe.
Okay.
I was wondering if it's because I wore like shoes that were too small for my toes and they just...
Went wonky on it, yeah?
It could be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would only get a pair of shoes every like other year.
Right.
Wearing tight shoes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We have some new music that came out. We're pretty excited about this one right here.
Okay.
Liam Payne from One Direction. He teased some solo music on Instagram with the caption, "Little song I wrote for fun yesterday." Let's take a listen to Liam Payne and what he would sound like if he was solo. Up in the way that she's turning you on, switching the lanes like a Bugatti Sport.
Nothing but luck cause you got me involved. Yeah. What? Right. So he's rapping.
Okay. Yeah. Not too bad.
I'm interested.
Yeah. A little snippet right there. And Justin Bieber posted more new music to his Instagram. He captioned this one, "I'm not the same as Michael, even though he Hall of Fame. I'm Hall of Faith. Put me on the wall of change." Okay?
Okay. And every single time you want to break from your troubles, take a breath every step, let it wash away, wash away.
Oh, wash away. All right.
What's
takes
your name?
A minute sometimes.
Yeah.
Takes a minute to grow on me.
Yeah, it's going to be a grower, not a shower.
I love his album, though. It's
I just feel like everything he's throwing out right now is fire, so I'm sure that
he's
would
good.
Be no different.
Sure.
And speaking of Justin Bieber.
I'm going to go see him in concert.
I want to. I don't have tickets.
Right? I'm going.
Yeah. You already have them? I need to get them.
I don't have tickets yet.
I had a girlfriend ask me, and I'm like, you know what? Yes.
You bought them?
No, I didn't. I had a girlfriend ask me.
Okay.
Oh, I need to get on that.
Well, we want to send you to check out Justin Bieber. What do I mean? I'll tell you what I mean. Each day next week, you're going to have a chance to win a trip for two to Seattle to see Justin Bieber kick off his Purpose World Tour.
Wow.
It's happening on Wednesday, March 9th in Seattle. Here's how you play. You just have to listen for us to play a clip from a Justin Bieber song backwards.
Oh.
We'll tell you when to listen again, to call in and win, and then you got to tell us what that song is.
Okay.
You guys want to you want to try it out just to see what it would be like?
Oh, I'd do terrible at this.
Okay, let's see how you guys do. We'll go around the room and see if you guys get the song. This is the song that Justin Bieber sang, but it's backwards.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good backwards.
Yeah.
It does sound good backwards. Everybody says it's what?
Sorry.
All right.
Now.
You would be correct, and you'd be on your way to Seattle
Woo!
To check out Justin Bieber. See?
I was just trying to act like a winner. Woo!
And please win like that.
Yeah,
just
you
like
show
that.
Show people how to win.
Exactly like Jenna.
Yeah. Woo! Seattle!
You don't have to. It's not required, but we appreciate it.
And if we do get Justin Bieber to do an interview with us, Kelly Raspberry said she will.
I'll try.
Kiss him on the mouth.
Well, I can't assault him.
You can kiss him on the mouth.
I'll kiss him on the mouth if he lets me.
Like what? When he comes up to say, "Hi, what's going on? Good to see you." You could give him the kiss on the mouth.
Yeah, do the awkward when someone goes in for a hug.
Yeah.
Just plant one on your face.
And they'll go all the way. Go.
Tongue, mouth open, tongue hanging out.
Just go all the way.
And then Al's going to try that.
That is right before my birthday.
Maybe that's Kelly Raspberry's dream right there this year, to kiss Justin Bieber.
It's not like my dream, but who wouldn't go for it?
You wouldn't be mad at it.
I wouldn't be mad at it.
No, I wouldn't be mad at any girl for going for it. You got to.
I'd expect
the opportunity. Yeah.
I wouldn't be mad at my wife for going for it.
You've got to.
By law, yeah.
Martin Luther King Day is over, but I Have a Dream continues. Sometimes we continue this all year long. If we find a dream that just hits us in the right spot, we want to keep it going.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've already told somebody they're going to get a tattoo with their mom's handwriting.
Very cool. Very touching.
We've had somebody climb a mountain. We've had people meet their organ donors.
Yeah.
We have another I Have a Dream, and that's coming up for you next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
This was a contest that was inspired by Martin Luther King Jr. and his speech. And we did it for 1 week in the past. And we received so many letters of these cool dreams that we decided, like, why not keep it going all year around?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And if we get one that just strikes our chord and there's something we could do about it, we try our best to make it happen. Like this letter that we got right here from Jennifer. Jenna, could you read that for us, please?
Yes. In June of last year, my husband and I started to lay the foundation for Tribute Comfort Dogs, a new nonprofit. In the last 6 months, we've worked hard on finishing the training of our two founding comfort dogs, Jaeger and Gunner. I'm assuming it's Jaeger.
Yeah.
Jay, yeah. The boys have since passed all of the final tests and exams with flying colors, and at the end of November, we were cleared to proceed with visiting. So these are going to be comfort dogs visiting vets and whatnot, but this is the problem. We lack the funds to get our team dressed for success.
Okay.
Dressed.
Number one, it's been difficult to find a vest for Gunner, our handsome 115-pound Labrador. He really is big-boned. You should meet him.
Big-boned.
Yeah, two vests down. Our third option is $100 each without the embroidered patch, and we need one for each dog. So, okay. You know, the dogs have to wear uniforms when they're service dogs.
So people know. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
We would also like team logoed shirts and jackets for us to wear on our visits. Please help us realize our dream. So Tribute Comfort Dogs is a military family to military family comfort dog organization. They're going to take these registered comfort dogs to visit vets, service members, and their families with hopes to bring comfort and joy.
Very nice.
How cool.
And again, that's from Jennifer, and I believe we have Jennifer on the phone.
We do. Jennifer, what a cool dream.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Jennifer.
What's up? What a cool company. What a cool company that you started.
So the dogs you have are ready to go, but you just need their uniforms and uniforms for you to wear out on these service visits, right?
Exactly. We have put, you know, it takes a couple of years to get these dogs trained, comfortable, going out in places they're not used to, and make sure they have the right temperament. We go through a lot of testing. We put in a lot of time getting them ready. And, you know, they need to look as professional as they are.
Yeah.
They're really great dogs. And we want to, you know, it's like our first time out on the job. We want to look good. We put a lot of time and effort into it. And we want to look like we put in the time We're so excited to get started.
Not only are you putting the time and effort in, Jennifer, but you guys are going out of pocket as of now, right?
Yeah. We are just doing it on our own. You know, we're not very good about asking for help, and it's probably not the best thing for a nonprofit. But my husband and I are really, you know, we spent all the money getting the business registered, getting the dogs tested, certified. And he is a veteran and just, you know, got back a couple of years from deployment. He's a full-time student now, and I'm working. So our personal funds are limited, and we put everything we can into trying to get the program up and going.
Gotcha.
And
so, Jennifer, and these dogs, these service dogs, they work really well with soldiers that have a PTS, right?
Well, these are comfort dogs, and so we are the neat thing about comfort dogs is they help everybody, and they go out and they bring comfort and joy. We go out and visit, we cheer them up. They may be at the VA, they may be, you know, they may be coming back from deployment. It's not just for veterans, it's for their families as well, because being a military family is not easy. I grew up in a military family. I married in, you know, a husband who was in the Army, now a veteran in the National Guard. And it's tough on everybody. It's tough on the kids. Deployment day is really stressful. And having a dog there just kind of, you know, cheers you up, lifts your spirits a little bit. And they give unconditionally. They don't ask what's wrong, what happened today. They just offer unconditional love.
Yeah.
They did have a study that says that dogs do actually love their humans. I saw the studies, like,
they said it actually secretes.
Yeah.
Like, their brain secretes something through their face and their cheeks.
All they know is love.
The same thing we secrete when we're in love.
Yeah. Jennifer,
Exactly.
Your dream is so cool, and we absolutely want to help you out with that dream. So we'll go ahead and get you those jackets and the shirts and the vests for your dogs.
Oh, my gosh.
While you guys get your nonprofit underway.
That is just awesome. We appreciate all the help, and we've gotten a lot of support along the way from family and friends, and This is going to be a wild ride, I tell you.
I bet.
Well, it's a wonderful thing you're doing with the doggies.
Yeah. Yeah. Your dream is going to help other people's dreams come true as well.
Yeah.
And what's the website? If we want to check out your nonprofit, Jennifer, what is it?
Our website is tributecomfortdogs.org. We also have a Twitter page. It's comfortdogs.org. And thank you so much. We have a Facebook page as well. And our Facebook page is Facebook.com/tributecomfortdogs.
We'll put those up at kidnation.com if you want to visit this. And let's help her grow the nonprofit.
Yeah.
Very cool idea.
And people put requests in for Gunner and Jaeger to come visit?
We can work with the other nonprofit organizations and go out to different events that we can bring the dogs out
awesome.
To and bring our name out there. And we would love to come visit you guys.
Well, like,
we bring the
yeah.
dogs out in the
we
morning
would love that.
Awesome. It's on.
Jennifer, any chance that you guys will one day expand your nonprofit to Comfort Turkeys?
Comfort Turkeys.
You know, I saw that article and I think Gunner might be a little offended.
Yeah.
Well, Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us. Again, we'll put all your websites up at kidnation.com. And send us a picture of the dogs in their vests and
yeah.
the shirts and the jackets and all that.
You guys will be our first ones. I so appreciate your time. Mm-hmm. I love listening to you guys. It's so awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank
you're
you
so
for
welcome.
Writing us, Jennifer.
Thanks
thank
for
you
doing
for
what you do.
Gives me an
Thank
idea
you.
for a business though, like
yeah,
you get some babes, you
uh-huh.
know,
babes.
Like you know, they got these restaurants.
Yeah.
So what if you had comfort breasts?
Comfort babes, keep it cleaner.
Comfort
babes, more palatable.
Random man.
Comfort babes.
Jennifer, sorry
babes.
You had to listen to that.
Okay,
put
comfort
you on hold.
Babes.
She's spurring ideas.
Yeah. If you're depressed or something, then what could you know? Well, we better have a girl you could like
comfort
hey,
babes.
Comfort me, you know. Hey, comfort babes.
I think
they have those, exactly.
Babe, that's not a mistress on the plane with me. It's
no,
my comfort
gosh,
babe.
Al, comfort babe.
This
Jeez.
Has existed for a very long time, Al.
Do comfort babes fly free?
Yeah, you would think.
Yeah,
comfort dog does.
They have cute little vests.
Yeah, right. Little vests. To put on them
and that's it.
Give my little cute little names.
My comfort babe.
I'm gonna look into that.
Yeah. Picking them up on the street corner on the way to the airport.
Yeah.
Boom.
Hey,
comfort babe.
This is not another passenger. This is my comfort babe.
So you are a comfort pimp?
No, comfort John.
Isn't that what that would make you?
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
We're about to launch into Tinder Tuesday. Kelly, what's going on?
I know.
I'm mid-tease.
Whoa. Why did he look over there?
I looked over there, and man, hair was frazzle-dazzle. Well,
if you guys could see the get-ready process for girls.
Yeah, you guys
school.
Have it so hard.
Yeah, we do.
Man.
Yeah. I should just leave it like this.
That looks like
I've been sitting right here the whole time. I hadn't looked up and seen.
That looks like right after hookup hair.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's what do you think I do during commercial breaks?
I don't know. I was wondering what you're
doing.
Goal.
Ladies,
if you're trying to find a date, by the way, a study in England. I know you guys are on the Tinder and Bumble on that, but real
yeah.
quick, a study in England says that the gym is used just as much for hookups as it is for working out.
Yeah.
And that people are actually hooking up at the gym.
Whoa.
Like, really?
Well, there.
Ew.
So think about that next time you touch the equipment.
I don't
always wash your hands.
See that happening.
Like, where do you go?
I don't see it happening in my gym.
You probably find some little
you go sneak?
Secluded area, I guess.
I don't.
I can't see that, but.
And fellas, if your girl has a good-looking personal trainer, 70% of the women that did this survey admitted to fantasizing about their personal trainer while they're with you.
Well, duh.
Well, that's not why we want you to go get a personal trainer.
Well, then have her work out with a woman. I mean, there is truth to the fact that happens a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trainers and their clients. Uh-huh. That does happen a lot.
Hmm. Well, I'll take your word on it.
Yeah, that's why we stay away. I can't even afford trainers.
Yeah.
All right, let's get the Tinder Tuesday.
Staying so far away from that.
Not even funny. Not touching that one.
I think that's why the girls hook up with a trainer. You don't have to pay for them then.
Good point.
Train me for free.
All right, so we had a moment in time where all the ladies on the show were taken except for Elena, who's in studio with us right now.
Yeah.
And she was our Tinder expert. No, I mean, no
Welcome
shade.
Welcome back, Elena.
I know, guys. I'm not so alone anymore. This is nice.
Your girls are back, the crew.
God, it's good to be back.
Your
it's
Tinder crew
back.
Back
with you guys.
Tinder Bumble crew.
So Kelly and Jen are back on the Bumble and Tinder scene.
Single. Mm-hmm.
Did you had a 3-day weekend? Did you go crazy, Kelly?
I didn't go crazy.
How many dates?
2.
That's crazy. How many swipes?
I wasn't swiping this.
No swipe. You were just
no time.
No, I was. I have to deal with what I have.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I told her at this point, it's like the crowded bar. It's like one in, one out.
Gotta weed them out.
You know.
Gotta weed them out.
You gotta weed them out. Yeah.
You sure you're not wearing a bump it?
I'm sure. It's just been teased. It's already falling.
Oh, it is falling a little bit. Actually, it's not as big as it was when it got in.
I look so stupid right now.
Yeah,
you do.
Yes.
So I didn't go on any dates, but I did a lot of swiping.
Did you swipe right? That was the big debate last week.
I did. I've actually swiped right. I'm proud of myself.
You did.
Good
3
job.
Times. Ooh. I don't know how many on each site, Tinder, Bumble. I don't really know.
How many hookups?
I have an issue. Well, I haven't had any matches is the thing.
They haven't matched with you?
Uh-uh.
They haven't seen you yet.
Yeah. So I actually updated a profile picture so it's not just, because the other ones you couldn't even see me.
What kind of picture
you
did you have?
You have to follow the rules.
Yeah. Follow the rules. Well, speaking of following the rules, this is an issue. I came across like super hottie, right?
Okay.
Except I have this, it's like a theme or something going on in a lot of, I don't know if you've noticed this, like in their profile picture. I cannot handle a guy holding phallic-shaped meat. Like, I saw one hottie with a corn dog.
Yeah.
I saw one hottie with some other weird meat on a stick.
Uh-huh.
And then some guy eating a hot dog. I'm like, what? I don't want.
So basically, you're describing Jubilee's type.
Yeah.
Her dream
Jubilee
man.
From The Bachelor.
I don't like the guy, like with the funny, like a girl eating a hot dog is one thing. That's kind of funny. But a guy eating a hot dog, I'm not into
well, maybe
it.
Maybe they're at a festival.
I'm not into it. I don't.
It could, be a sausage fest.
So, I have seen some corn dog pics in my day on Bumble and Tinder. I've never thought about it, though.
Maybe it's an age thing, because I don't see that in my age range.
You don't see any corn dog eating dudes?
Maybe I need to go younger.
I just wish there was, like, a tab on there that's, like, need more info, you know, like, that I could hit if I want, like, more photos, more info. I'd love a video clip. I'd like to hear them actually talk.
That is
because
genius.
Because it's very superficial, and I know we're all superficial, but I feel terrible, because I think I want a guy that's a 6 with a great personality.
Same.
And
funny
how do
over
I
everything.
Find a 6 with a great personality by just swiping through photos?
Is there not a dating app where... Because back in the day, they used to have the dating profiles.
Yeah.
And so the girls used to watch those, right? You watch the dating profiles, and then you pick the guy you like the most from those. Why don't they do that with Tinder, where they have like 15 seconds to say, hey, I'm Scott.
Yeah.
I like doing this. I bubble. And I eat hot dogs.
I want a video clip.
I eat hot dogs.
Because that way, if he's a 6, his personality could be stellar.
Right.
When you look at a person's profile, I've never been on any of these. Can you see like people that they've maybe swiped right on to see?
Or
other people that have swiped right on them?
Friends and common, their common connections.
So I may have a solution.
Okay.
For you, sort of, kind of, maybe. There's a new dating app called The Grade. And again, same principle, swipe left if you don't like them, swipe right if you do.
Yeah.
But do you know what Lulu is?
Lululemon. Love their yoga pants.
Not that.
A shopping website?
No, it is basically a rate a guy.
Guys. Yeah, I know.
Kind of Lulu? App. It's called Lulu. And
the problem with that is, like, I've seen girls on there write mean things about guys.
Obviously,
that kind of reject them.
It can be. Okay, so Lulu is basically an app that you can download that you can rate guys or go see how they've been rated. So if you're talking to a guy and you're like, okay, I need to get the scoop on him. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I met him out. I don't know anyone that knows him.
Mm-hmm.
You get on Lulu, look him up, and you can see what girls say about him. They kind of give him an overall score.
It's a Yelp for people.
Yeah. It's a Yelp for a potential date.
Have you seen guys? I'm on there?
But that's the thing. People can just make it out.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But that's the thing is if say you're single, I'm single, and I hit you up at the bar and I'm like, oh, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
And you'd reject me. I'm going to be like, oh, this guy's the worst. That is a possibility.
Yeah.
Oh.
But you can kind of figure out who's being sincere or not. But basically, The Grade, I think, is kind of a combination of those two things.
Okay.
You get
so,
a grade.
Yeah, it's like Hofax.
So it's an app. It's an app.
Hofax.
It is. It is. So
show me the Hofax.
Is that a real thing?
I'm looking at this one. I got to check the Hofax. Yeah.
Water damage.
Yeah.
So
you get
that. Oh,
creaky.
You create your same profile, and then you're graded on your profile, how it's set up, how you message, so you can kind of avoid those people that you match with but never respond.
Okay, this is the grade we're talking about,
yeah.
Not grade, Lulu.
Not Lulu. That was just my example.
But are people on it?
Well, and that's the issue. It's new. So I've been on it for about a week, and I'm not super impressed with the possibilities.
The pool.
Yeah.
Because there's not that many people
Not that many people on it. Maybe people will hear us talking about it and decide to check it out, and we'll be a little bit more successful in our swiping. But
yeah, because Bumble, there's still not that many people on Bumble, and I keep running out of Bumble matches.
And Jenna
yeah.
says that she knows, like, most of the dudes that are on that thing. Like you say, like, it's a lot
Which
of guys you already know.
I actually think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Because I like a lot of the guys I know socially. I know they're good guys. I just, you know, at this point, after knowing them and knowing people they dated, you don't really want to date them. But seeing them makes me feel good
yeah.
about the people that are on Bumble.
Like people you like, you think they're good people.
Like they're good quality people.
But unfortunately,
for someone else, maybe. For me.
Or I've already dated you.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to swipe. You know, we've already been there, done that.
My issue is I keep seeing the same guys on every little dating app I keep trying. And I'm like, I've already swiped left on you. I don't know. Maybe I need to give them a chance.
Maybe they've already swiped left on you.
Ooh.
They probably have.
Bad news, y'all. HoFax.com is already taken.
Is it really?
Oh, man.
I knew it would be taken.
Yeah.
Back to the gym thing real quick. Elizabeth wrote us a text.
Okay.
And she says, people hook up at the gym all the time. I used to work at one for 4 years. And in various areas, people get caught in the family locker room, the hot tubs.
Ew.
A hot tub.
The hot tub. So think about that next time you're naked in a hot tub with a dude.
There's
out.
No way. Not a hot, no, not in my hot
yep,
tub.
Yep, in your hot tub.
Yeah.
Hold on. It's happening.
I guess it is a workout.
The gym's, yeah.
It's not a complete loss.
So if Tinder's not working for you, Jenna, go to the gym.
Well, haven't I been there, done that?
Oh.
You got to check out
the last one.
Too soon, my bad. Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, it is a good place, though. At least you know you have it in common.
Yeah.
I don't meet guys at the gym because I don't go to the gym.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.